I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. We're inside the month of February, and aside from some cold water fishing and a few hunting seasons, sportsmen are largely confined to the cabin right now. We'll talk about some of those opportunities coming up in a moment. Keith Krantz is the small game biologist for the DNR and tells us the pickings are kind of few and far between right now, but if you do want to get out of field, there are some seasons still open.
Right now, about the only thing that's open is grouse. And of course, rabbit and snowshoe hare is still open. Those would be the species that I'd be concerned about.
Grouse, yes, typically tough to find in West Virginia, but this year, especially in the high mountain counties, there has been better than average success.
Well, I've had some reports from people that have done really well, and then I've had other reports of people that, you know, just simply have not. The folks outside of the mountain counties, I think, are finding the hunting rather difficult. The folks that are, you know, have access to lands in the mountain counties, some of them have done quite well. In fact, I talked to some guys the other day that a party of four of them killed six birds. So that was pretty good. And I know another party that there were six guys hunting, and they killed 10.
The key to grouse, finding a cutover area of timber, which is starting to grow back, and there isn't a lot of that to be found. But where there is, there appear to be a fair number of grouse this year, anecdotally speaking. Cottontail rabbits are almost as hard to find because we just don't have as many overgrown farms in West Virginia as we once did.
Many of the places that look thick really aren't thick, and what I mean by that is, for instance, over at Stonewall Wildlife Management Area, those hillsides look thick. And for us, they would be, but if you got down on your hands and knees, they're wide open underneath those autumn olive and multiflora rose thickets. And that's really not good rabbit cover because the fox can get through that, well, just as fast as he can.
The days of brush piles and overgrown fence rows are becoming a distant memory. But vastly different in every other way besides appearance is the snowshoe hare.
Yeah, that's primarily in the higher elevational areas. You know, like in Randolph County, we have them. In Pocahontas County, they have them, where the spruce grades into, you know, these old cuts. And the higher the stem densities, it seems like the better the hares like it.
I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.